Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richards. By the way, Larry texted me last night. He's going to join us at 8:07. He's got his Christmas music spectacular coming up. He's going to tell you all about that. Larry's on vacation. I'll be here Monday and Tuesday for Larry as well. So before we get to Monday and Tuesday, you heard Heather Zare from AccuWeather. Sunday, at least, with the feels like temperature could be in the single digits. That's after we could get several inches of snow here tomorrow. So people get anxious. People get nervous about this. Who do I turn to for advice? My man, master plumber at Orlando Plumbing Company, Lindsey Straub. Lindsey, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Fine, buddy. It's great to have you. I take it since December, because the AccuWeather, my meteorologist Heather's there. She said that it's been 8 degrees on average below what it should be. You guys probably have been running and gunning with pipes and furnaces and everything else.
Surprisingly, this year we have been this early in December. We've had a couple frozen pipe calls already, which is a little bit out of the norm. But it hasn't been too crazy just yet. I mean, got to wait. Once the weather drops below the 20s for consistent period of time, that's when you really got to start worrying about your water lines freezing.
Okay, but Lindsey, that's going to happen beginning tomorrow night into Sunday and into Monday. So much so, I guess that, 11 would be the real degrees. And then she said the feels like temperature will be single digits. People get nervous about
Absolutely.
That. People get really nervous about that, Lindsey, and I don't blame them. What should they do, first of all, relating to the frozen pipes, which could cause a very significant damage?
So my biggest recommendation that you could have whenever the temperature drops that low, let the water trickle out of your faucets, especially if you have some faucets that are by an outside wall. Anything along those lines that might be subject to the wind beating against the side of your house or anything along those lines. That's your greatest line of defense, is just letting the water drip or a slow trickle, both the hot and cold coming out of the faucet. You can leave the cupboard doors open underneath your kitchen sink. Try to get, the warm air, the conditioned air from inside the house. Get that into your cabinets. Try to keep it warm there. You want to keep your furnace set somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees at a minimum. Hopefully most people keep it up above that. I know in my house, my wife likes to keep it like right around 74. So, but that's your biggest line of defense, is keeping those water lines trickling. Honestly, Michael, it's something as simple as that.
Okay, Lindsey, is it every, Like, is it every bathroom, every the kitchen and the basement? Is it every faucet you have that you should keep trickling, or just one, and then that takes care of everything? I know that might sound like a stupid question, but I'm sure you get that.
No. That's actually a great question, Michael. It's the water lines on it. It all depends upon each individual layout of everybody's house within their bathrooms. Okay, their bathrooms, their kitchens, everything. Some have your bathroom or your water lines might be within the actual middle of your home. Some are on exterior walls. Those are the ones that are going to be the most prone to freezing. The water that's within the inside interior of your home, that's going to take a little bit longer to freeze, okay? So it's the ones that are on the exterior walls of your house. So if you have your kitchen sink, if it's on the outside wall, and you can just open up your cupboards underneath and take a look. What we try to do whenever we're installing plumbing inside of houses, when we're doing it, is if your fixtures or your sinks are on an exterior wall, we try to bring the water lines up through the cabinet so that your water lines are within a conditioned space. And a lot of these older homes, they've still brought the water lines up in the exterior wall, and you can see them poking out of the wall. So it's just a matter of, if you look underneath your sink and your sink's on an outside wall, an exterior wall of your home, if you look and you see that those water lines are coming from the exterior wall into your underneath your sink, those are the ones that are going to be most prone to freeze the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to leave those trickle. Okay. Now, in a lot of situations, too, it all depends upon how the house was plumbed and things of that nature. You know, sometimes, you know, plumbers, for whatever reason, they ran water lines on an exterior wall. And those water lines, if not insulated properly, are more prone to freeze as well. So it really, truly is going to be on an individual basis what I would recommend, which sinks to be letting them trickle or letting them run. And for the most part, a lot of people know within their homes, at least people that have been in their homes for a while, know that, hey, this sink has frozen on me before. I need to make sure I let it trickle a little bit before this weather gets too cold.
My guest is Master Plumber Lindsay Straub of Orlando Plumbing. Lindsay, you make a good point about a lot of old houses. Pittsburgh has a lot of old houses. I mean, let's face that. Two things. Can you wrap your pipes? Like, people ask about that. I'm getting texts already from listeners to ask you. Wrapping your pipes, number one. And number two, you know, if you see like a frost on a pipe in a basement, can you use a hair dryer? Is that a myth or is that a real thing?
No, that actually is a real thing. So anything that you can do to protect an exposed pipe, if you have an exposed pipe within your garage or anything along those lines, if you can insulate it, wrap it with a blanket if that's all that you have at that time. And yes, actually a hair dryer, you can use a hair dryer to thaw out a line. One of the most important things that you want to do is if your water lines, you do notice that your water lines freeze, you want to turn that faucet on completely because you do not want that air to lock. What happens is when your water lines freeze, and if you have that faucet off, if you go to use it and you're like, oh man, my water is frozen, I'm not getting any water out of this faucet, and you turn it off and you go to look to where the problem is, that's the biggest mistake.
You leave the faucet on?
You leave the faucet in the on position. Because as that water thaws, it's going to want a place to go. And that's what happens when the faucet's in the off position, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's airlocked. The water has no place to go inside of there. So that's where the expansion takes place whenever it freezes.
Wow.
So if the water starts to freeze, it's going to start moving through your lines if the faucet is left in the on position. And it, you know, that's going to help protect. It's going to give you a better chance, I should say, if you leave the faucet in the on position, because whenever it freezes, it's going to start to push through that voided area where it's now air because the line had been frozen. So you want to leave that faucet on, and then if you can introduce heat, like a with a hair dryer, if you're able to see the line has frozen, and you can introduce heat with a hair dryer. Now, you don't want to do it for too long. You want to pay attention to what you're heating up. You don't want to get something too hot and cause, you know, a fire or anything along those lines. But you could use a hair dryer, leave the faucet on, and use that hair dryer to thaw the line out. And once that water starts to move, you'll be surprised. That moving water will actually thaw out the frozen line within the pipe itself, and you'll get full flow coming out of there.
Lindsay,
once you get that full flow, let it trickle.
You are the greatest master plumber guest I've ever had. This is great. Okay, now, Lindsay, wait. All right, listen.
Hey, Michael, appreciate it.
Listen, I have 30 more seconds. I have to get to traffic, but I have to ask this question. People get nervous because you guys do heating, too. They get nervous about, oh, my God, is my furnace going to survive? It's never too late to have a furnace tune-up. People are like, oh, I never got my furnace tuned up. Well, you can still have that, right?
You could definitely still have furnace tune-ups and furnace checks, absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
And as the cold snap happens, any quick advice on people worried about their furnace?
Not for the most part, keep all vents open. You just want to have fresh air able to come into there. Try not to block any vents up. You want to keep the air moving throughout the system itself. And that's going to be the biggest thing with your furnace.
Okay, Lindsay. Lindsay Straub, Master Plumber, Orlando Plumbing. Lindsay, thank you for the time. Have a great day. I know how busy you are. Get back to the 9 million jobs you probably have today. But we really appreciate
it, Michael. Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for the opportunity.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to be calling you back for other shows because I'll tell you, you know how winters are in Pittsburgh. People get nervous. Thanks, Lindsay.
Absolutely, Michael. Take care. Have a great day.
You too, and Merry Christmas to you. All right, Lindsay Straub, Orlando. Welcome back. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. We're keeping you posted on everything you need to know. Oh, yes, we are. By the way, yes, Pittsburgh. There is a Santa. It returns on Star 100.7 with Richard Bazzi and the Schultz Ford team joining Bubba and Melanie live in the Star studio today from 8 a.m. to 9:30. They'll be taking calls and emails from Pittsburghers who want to nominate children in need of a special holiday surprise. Their goal is to help families out to ensure no child wakes up without a present. You can email Bubba at bubba@starpittsburgh.com or Melanie at melanie@starpittsburgh.com. All right? So, this is going to be a very, very interesting weekend. Tomorrow's going to be looking very Christmassy. I'm a little worried about my plans for tomorrow night, but hey, we cross that bridge when we get to it. It seems the forecast kind of, you know, they're keeping an eye on things and all that type of stuff, but stay safe as best you can. Lindsay Straub from Orlando Plumbing, he said, listen, keep all those faucets running. Keep them trickling. A slow trickle. Keep them going. There you go. Something happens. Don't turn off. Don't put it in the off position. You leave it open until you get the hair dryer and do that thing if something freezes downstairs. The water has to go somewhere. That you don't want that. What did he say? What did he call that? That pocket of air that could cause a lot of trouble. Okay. Boy, that was good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So, when you're out Christmas shopping and food shopping, because you're going to have a bunch of people over for the holidays, people are talking about affordability and they're talking about prices. What's going to be more expensive this year? What's not going to be more expensive? What's going up and what's going down? Right after Paul Rasmussen has news at 7:30. And after traffic with Ellen, I'm going to have a chief economist, Dr. Brayon Williams, to talk about holiday prices going up and coming down and affordability in general. And I think it's pretty safe to say it's depending on, I guess, what you're buying and where you're buying it and all that type of stuff. And it's going to be really useful information. That'll be at 7:35, 7:37 type thing right there. Okay. All right. This is going to be good, good. Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard. And now we are in a position where we are less than 2 weeks away to Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
People are rushing about trying to buy Christmas presents, trying to deal with what they're going to serve, parties, all this type of stuff, and going through their budgets and asking what's higher, what's lower, what sort of inflation do they have to deal with? The word affordability comes to mind, all of that. Joining me right now is Dr. Breon Williams, from Chief Economist with the Groundwork Collective. Doctor, good morning. It's great to have you.
Good morning. Great to be here with you.
Thank you so much. What is the bottom line as it relates to, like, when I go to the grocery store now, I'm aghast at how expensive some things are. I notice other things are coming down. I guess what you're looking for, give us the latest. What are we looking at in terms of planning what to buy for the Christmas holidays?
Yes, definitely. So the largest story here is a continuation of higher prices across the board. So you have prices have generally risen about 3% over last year. So whether that's going to be groceries or, as you say, you know, heading into the holiday season, folks thinking about those popular holiday gifts that they want to buy for their loved ones. What we did at Groundwork Collaborative is we tracked a curated list of the 70 most popular holiday gifts. So that's everything from your tea sets to your Barbie dolls to your Bluetooth speakers, watches, earrings. And what we see is that on average, prices for those items have actually gone up more than inflation, general inflation, about 26% on average compared to last year. So that's about 9 times the current rate of inflation.
Comparing it to past to now, because you mentioned Barbie doll, is that just about toys, or is it about electronics and all sorts of Christmas gifts?
So it's many Christmas gifts. So this is comparing prices now to what they generally were around this time last year when folks were heading into the the retailers to buy those popular items. So home and kitchen gifts up about 38% on average, electronics 34%, clothing and accessories about 20%, and toys and games about 17%.
That's a lot of percent for a lot of items. I mean, what are you suggesting to folks who, as an economist, who are trying to make Christmas, you know, stretch their dollar as best they can?
Yeah, so one, you're not alone. We're seeing these price increases generally across the board in the country. And also what's interesting about this report is we actually polled consumers to see, are you actually observing, are you feeling these price increases? We had about 3/4 of our respondents that said they were very stressed heading into the holiday season. Some of their behavioral changes as a result of these higher prices included telling us that they're going to buy gifts for less folks, or generally buy less gifts, or maybe, you know, instead of a big holiday get together, they may have a smaller gathering. You know, my advice, though, to folks going into the holiday season, just remembering that, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, how this is strained on your budget, you're not alone. Seek out maybe store brands versus some of the other brands that might be actually a little bit more higher. And if you can, look for after holiday deals as well.
You know, and it may have been part of your polling and research that it seems that discount stores are doing very well right now, but that is an overarching sort of umbrella revelation about where the economy is, that consumers are very concerned about higher prices.
Absolutely. And that tracks with what we're seeing, the general price increases, the fact that households, for the most part, about 1 in 4 households are living paycheck to paycheck. So they have about 95% of their income that's being allocated to the basic necessities like housing and food and childcare and gas. So there's not a lot of room in their budgets for these big price hikes going into the holiday season. What I will say is what's interesting is we're seeing increases in credit card balances. So Americans are on track to put more than $20 billion of holiday purchase on buy now, pay later plans. And that's up about 11% from this time last year.
And what's the significance of that? I mean, and, you know, you said that your polling showed that 3/4 of American consumers, because of pricing, are feeling very stressed, you know, very stressed. And so they may turn to credit cards, but they have to keep an eye on the credit card balances and pay them. Otherwise, then it just gets sort of worse, right?
Absolutely, right? So that's a real red flag, especially going into 2026 and thinking about consumer spending. Right now, consumer spending was pretty flat in September based off of the latest data out of the government. So, yeah, those are troubling signs. We want to make sure that, you know, American pockets are robust, income is robust, spending is robust, and in the right way. So folks aren't putting too much money on debt, because that's going to dampen spending in the future.
As an economist, when you saw the Fed cutting, you know, a nominal cut for borrowing the interest rate, what does that signal to you?
Well, it signals that clearly the Fed is troubled by, you know, what's happening in the economy. We've seen a lot of indicators that suggest that we're not growing as we should. Layoffs have picked up, so employers have announced about 1.17 million jobs cut so far this year. That's the highest since the pandemic year of 2020. Consumer sentiment is at one of its lowest readings on record from recent numbers that came out of the government. So you see the Fed trying to take this balanced approach to, you know, doing what they believe they can to shore up, you know, consumer confidence and spending and overall employment growth, while at the same time keeping an eye out on inflation, which is, continues to be a problem.
I know, and I have about a minute left, but, you know, I know this is common sense, but I think it's worth repeating. There's a lot of fantasy with Christmas and you know, and people feel so stressed that they have to buy this and they have to buy that and they have to meet what they traditionally have done in the past. Just using common sense, and you can only do what you can do. Do you know what I'm saying?
You can only do what you can do. That is absolutely right. But I would also put some pressure on our policymakers to make sure that, you know, they're putting the right policies in place where folks have more money in their pocket, more employment opportunities, and they, you know, go into the holiday season feeling confident about, you know, celebrating it the way they've always celebrated it. So with that 1 minute, one last thing to say is, you know, those increases we see in electronics and toys and apparel, what's interesting is that they align very much so with a lot of what we're seeing on the tariffs that the Trump administration has placed on imports. So, you know, we get about 90% of clothing sold in the U.S. is imported, 80% of toys, 70% of electronics. So we also have to be careful about not slapping high tariffs on those types of imports, because what you're effectively doing is kind of adding a tax to all the many items that folks have on their shelves this holiday season.
Dr. Breon Williams, chief economist at Groundwork Collective. I appreciate the time. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Three. The biggest three stories we're talking about on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Well, Michael, here we go again. More snow is on the way starting Saturday afternoon.
So I think for most people, you're going to end up with about 2 to 3 inches with not a lot of variation from that.
Well, 3 inches is enough. That's it. That's something to deal with. You know what I mean?
Well, one of my friends that I stay in touch with, Dr. Wong, said that he's going to have to venture out on Saturday for a funeral. I hope that the snow starts late in the day.
They said 1 o'clock and sort of after that. So we'll see.
But I don't know. I'm already fed up. It seems like we've had a winter's worth of bad weather.
Heather's there.
And it's
Paul,
not even Christmas yet.
Paul, I know. It's very strange. And I said to her, is this strange? And she's like, pretty much so. It is strange. It's been 8 degrees lower on average for the first 12 days of December.
Wow. Well, I'll let it drop there.
Yeah.
I would like to stick on this and just complain for another 45
minutes.
I know,
me too. But listen, you know, the snow's one thing tomorrow, Paul, but Sunday, the feels like is going to be single digits.
Yep. And I feel happy for the people who want to do outdoors things like sledding and skiing and what have you. I'm happy for them. But anyway, hey, so there's new information on the arrest of Michigan's former football coach.
Oh, that's a story.
After he got fired just hours after that. The inappropriate relationship that Sherrone Moore had was reportedly with his executive assistant, who also received a 70% raise this year.
Wow. You know, does executive assistant mean what we used to say is secretary, right?
I believe that would be, yeah.
Okay, that would be accurate, right?
Yeah, probably a very important person in helping him keep the schedule and
being
in the right working, place at the right time.
No, but being in his office, working together hand in hand every day.
Right.
Well, Paul, this...
Coin a phrase, hand in hand, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, hello. But, you know, I mean, jeez.
I mean, the reports that we're picking up now from the police scanner reports is that he reportedly showed up at her home with a knife.
With a knife.
And that's what led to the arrest, because she panicked and called the cops as well she should have.
So. Okay, isn't this sort of this story... It's sort of unveiling.
People are talking about it.
It's unveiling like a soap opera or something, I think.
And there have been other interesting things that have emerged. Some people, you know, who are related to the football program have, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of contact with the football program or are part of it, mm-hmm. said that his behavior became kind of erratic, that he had been kind of yelling at people. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Under a lot of pressure, apparently.
Maybe people whispered in his ear someone's going public, and he probably got paranoid and getting, you know, and started screaming.
I'd say that this is definitely in line for a TV made for TV movie.
Is it ever? Right? Yep. Is it ever?
And finally, what's up with TJ Watt? Mike Tomlin filled reporters in at Steelers practice yesterday.
I'm a little bit, cautious about what I say because I'm not a medical expert. But to make a long story short, he was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility yesterday. We took him to the docs, and, you know, they're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed.
There you go.
Wow. I hope everything is okay. And I'm not the only one saying that. When this story broke yesterday afternoon, everyone's like, I hope he's okay.
I mean, you hear the word lung and you're concerned,
exactly.
But then you hear that he was admitted. They were, you know, keeping an eye on him overnight. It's like, that's not necessarily something to panic about, but it sure isn't good.
Yeah, let's just hope it's precautionary, because like you said, You hear the word lung, and then you're thinking, oh, geez.
So that means playing against the Dolphins, Tomlin says, on Monday night. That's up in the air, right?
Yeah, that's the jury's still out on that one, yeah.
And no doubt. A quick congrats to the Pitt women's volleyball team advancing to the Elite Eight in the big tournament.
I love them. They've become a powerhouse in women's volleyball nationwide. Well,
they have one step to go to get to the Final Four, and this would be the fifth time in 5 years that they got there.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal? Wow. All right, Paul, thanks. I have your buddy coming up here at after Paul has the news at 8 o'clock. Guess who's coming? Guess who's joining us? Vacation boy, Larry Richard. He's going to talk about his, which everyone loves this, his Christmas music spectacular at the Oaks Theater. So Larry's going to talk about that. And then I think we're going to talk... and Paul, you feel welcome to stick around and talk with Larry with me. Larry's going to have, he'll have some perspective on the Steelers-Dolphins game, and that's going to be a cold night. Ooh, boy. So, all right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.